Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Mattel Royalty and Streaming, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTA, and on the NYSE under the symbol MTA. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Brent Heath. Now Brent, let's talk about a news release that came out June 17th. It's a fairly significant royalty acquisition here. The royalty is on IAM Gold's Côté Gold project. This is billed as one of Canada's largest gold mines. Now, it's a 1.35% NSR, net smelter royalty, and it's on a portion of the Côté Gold project and also all of the Gosselin project that is just slightly about 1.5 kilometers northeast of the Côté deposit. Brett, before we get into some of these nuances in the deal, this is a $7.5 million cash transaction here from a third-party royalty holder. This is a significant amount of money, $7.5 million in cash, but I understand that you guys are quite excited about this deal. Take us through kind of your ranking of how important this royalty acquisition is for the company.
Thanks, Corey. And yes, we are incredibly excited about this transaction. We believe that this is for sure top five, maybe even top three transactions we have ever done in the company's history. We stake some ground on what we think will be, or not what we think, but what will be the third largest gold mine and may even move up to the second or the first. It really has that potential in Canada. So this is just an absolute huge asset. It's in the early days, I would say the equivalent of buying a royalty over different parts of Hemlo 20, 30 years ago. You know, Hemlo is still one of the largest gold mines in Canada, even today. So we're really excited about the prospects, the optionality, and the near-term production. So it was a pretty incredible deal for Mattel shareholders.
So the operators here are IAM Gold and also Sumitomo Metal Mining. And as it says in the news release, construction has started on this large Côté project. Construction started in the fall of 2020. It's a U.S. $1.3 billion build. And resources on the Côté asset here, upwards of 14 million ounces. Now, as I said, this royalty covers a portion of this Côté Gold project. Brett, can you share a little bit more information on the portion that it covers for the potential near-term cash flow here?
Sure. So this royalty covers a portion of the northeastern part of the Côté pit, which, you know, we believe covers about 450,000 ounces of gold based of reserves and resources based on the most recent technical report. So it will provide for some near-term production. IAM Gold has stated that they believe that they will be in production in 2023, the latter part of 2023, and 2024 to be the first full year of production at the asset. So, they're fully funded. As you noted, $1.3 billion. This is not a small mine. This is going to be a huge, huge operation that is going to be running for decades to come. The current reserve and resource together is about 14 million ounces of gold. So massive, massive amount of gold. And this doesn't even include Gosselin. And Gosselin is really the biggest part of the royalty acquisition that we made and a really big part of why we're so excited about it.
Well, Brett, on the Gosselin side, let's dive into that a little bit more, because it looks like not only is there a massive resource in place, but they have some room to keep expanding that over time. So could you peel back the layers and show us a little bit more about what's the size of the deposit there? What are you looking at on this Gosselin side of things?
So Gosselin is a recent discovery. This was discovered in 2019, and currently IAM Gold has been drilling it consistently since then. And what they've been doing is they've been expanding their current internal resource on this asset, and they're planning on putting out a public resource or an initial maiden resource in the latter half of this year. And they've already given guidance that that is going to be somewhere between 3 and 5 million ounces of gold. So when you put that together with Côté, I mean, you can see that the project has the potential to be over 20 million ounces. You know, once you get above 20 million ounces of gold on a single project, there's very, very few of these in the world. And if you look at the way that Gosselin's expanding, the whole peninsula right there, if you look between the two projects on a map, that whole peninsula, they're getting really solid intercepts on the drill holes. And so it looks to us that it has the potential to connect. It has the potential to be either one large pit or two side-by-side pits. The way that the mine plan is currently that IAMGOLD is put out to the public is that the larger amount of production is going to come in the first 5 years. So our position on this asset is that we think Gosselin will likely come in kind of as that drops off in year kind of 4, 5, 6 of Côté being in production. So it gives us a great starter cash flow story with Gosselin, with one of the biggest mines in Canada coming online, with Côté, and then a huge, huge amount of optionality with Gosselin. And this is why you want to look at Metalla today. You know, this project has the potential to be a huge, huge driver of value going forward for us.
Yeah, Brett, I can see what you're saying on the map as far as Gosselin. You know, it's got a pretty huge resource already if it's 3 to 5 million ounces. But if you look at the southwest corner of that section or the northeast side of the Côté, if they did connect, what do you think that would do to the overall mine life on this asset? And do you think they have any plans to do any exploration there in that, let's call it a gap zone, over the next couple of years?
Well, they're going to be drilling a lot of that this year. And they'll probably continue to drill it over the next few years and start moving. I mean, their focus right now is to put Côté in production. So that is the biggest focus. That's what they're doing. That's the top priority. But as they're doing that alongside in parallel, they're going to continue to drill Gosselin. They're going to continue to advance that project. And I think by the time that is in a position to move towards production, they'll have the ample time to get the permitting done and bring it online, you know, I think within the first 5 years or so after Côté starts production. So great royalty, just a huge amount of upside again with already 14 million ounces. I mean, if you look at mines that are similar to this, you're looking at Canadian Malartic, Detour Lake, you're looking at La Ronde. I mean, it's going to be larger than Brucejack, which is Pretium, you know, Hemlo, Rainy River. These are the biggest mines in Canada. So it's just a great royalty for us to put in the portfolio and just with a ton of potential. And that's what we like to do and position our shareholders for. We like to do great accretive deals on high quality assets with high counterparties. And we want to see that organic growth. The organic growth component of the transactions is just so important as it drives a considerable amount of, I believe, outperformance, which ends up driving share price outperformance in the future, because we get a huge amount of this value accretion that continues year after year after year when we buy these royalties, because we're targeting them at a specific time. And so this really plays along extremely well with our portfolio, with our strategy and our model, and fits very well alongside a lot of the other royalties that we have that are being advanced by the largest mining companies in the world.
Okay, so then just in summary here, some relatively near-term cash flow coming from the Côté build-out, but this Gosselin zone, as you said, that really is the growth opportunity here and kind of the blue sky potential. Can you remind people or just update us in terms of what some of the drill intercepts have been that led to that Gosselin either discovery or some of the follow-up drilling that's happened there?
Sure. And some of these intercepts are just exceptional. I mean, we've seen 1.28 grams per ton over, you know, upwards of a half kilometer. It's 412 meters. We've seen a gram per ton gold over 342 meters. Another intercept was about a gram per ton over 264 meters. So these are the types of grades that you want to see for very large open pit projects. You want to see consistent, you know, gram per ton material for, you know, these types of 100 plus meter intervals. And that consistency is what can make that project big very fast as they continue to drill it.
Absolutely. And that's kind of where that growth really looks like it will come from. One other note, too, this is a $7.5 million cash transaction, as I mentioned. But from what I understand in that news release, the company is cashed up through that after recently bringing in a little over $5 million from this at-the-market equity program that the company has. Just update us on the cash component that the company has, please.
Yeah, so that the deal is now closed. So we've already raised that capital. We raised that capital primarily through our ATM. The ATM allows us to raise capital in the market, and you know, with interested institutional shareholders also in the market, and we were able to raise that capital without any problems, and we closed this transaction already. So it's been a great tool for us to be able to, you know, raise capital without disturbing the market, making sure it's well distributed, and then rolling that capital into extremely accretive transactions like this Côté royalty that we just bought.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Brett. One final point then. Can you update us on how many royalties the company Metallo Royalty and Streaming holds? How many are producing, and what some of the near-term production assets are too, please?
So right now we've got 5 assets that are in production. We've got another 23 that are in development and a large portfolio of exploration. The total royalties that we have are now about 69. So we're working our way towards the magic 100 number here that I think is not going to be too far away. And we've just got just an incredible amount of growth. You know, that's the way we designed this portfolio, is to have that growth built in. And, you know, we've been able to do that. And, you know, I believe through the next probably 5-6 years, we'll have a large portion of those 23 royalties that are in development and production. And so that's all built in, that's all paid for. And on top of that, the operators, the Agnico Eagles, the Barricks, the Newmonts, the Pan American Silvers, the Oz Minerals, the Eldorados, and so on. You know, if you look at our portfolio, you look at the royalties that we have on the projects that are on proven geological trends being advanced by these major companies, you know, pushing all these things forward, it's all free carried. So we're incredibly excited at where we are today. We think that there is a lot more in front of us. We're at a stage of our business now where we're really getting a lot of momentum. You're already seeing that this year. This year is already a record year with, you know, we've got 6 transactions completed before half of the year is up. I mean, that's unheard of in regards to the royalty sector and the average kind of transactions that they've been able to do. And these are all high quality assets this year. I mean, we picked up a royalty on Del Carmen, on Tocantino. We've picked up royalties on Agnico and Kirkland Lake assets. You know, we followed it up with this Côté royalty. There's just a lot more here, and there's going to be a lot more through the end of the year, and so on. So it's good to kind of just stick around and, you know, continue to pick up more metal on the dips. That's what we've been doing since, and that's what I've been doing personally since the very beginning. It's worked out great.
Well, Brett, appreciate the update here, and very nice growth again this year. And really what you guys set out to do when you started Metal a few years ago, too, is continue to grow the assets, the royalty assets, and continue to move forward with cash flow. And that's what the company has been doing. So, Brett, very fun following along. Thank you for the update here. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Brett regarding Metalla or anything coming up, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you, and we will follow up as more news hits the market. Brett, I appreciate the update today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.